This is VOA News via remote. I'm talking to you. The U.S. Senate has acquitted Donald Trump on a charge that he incited the Capitol riot on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
5 weeks after the deadly attack, Democrats urged the Senate to hold Trump accountable. But while 57 senators voted to convict him, 67 were needed for a conviction. So for a second time, the Senate has acquitted Trump after the House impeached him.
Look at what Republicans have chosen to forgive.
Moments later, Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell also blistered the then president's actions before and during the riot.
Disgraceful. Dereliction. Of duty.
But minutes before that,
Mr. McConnell, not guilty.
We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder.
Trump is celebrating, slamming the trial as another part of a witch hunt and saying his movement has only just begun. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi scoffed at what she called cowardly Senate Republicans who voted to acquit Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol siege. With the impeachment trial now over, some Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate have suggested censure as an option. Pelosi panned those efforts as grossly inadequate in the face of the violent attack on the nation's seat of power. Five people died. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called for those affected by the strong earthquake that hit off the coast of northeastern Japan late Saturday to be on alert for aftershocks. He said during a news briefing Sunday there was no threat of a tsunami. Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake had a magnitude of 7.3, raising it from a preliminary magnitude of 7.1.